This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. As lawmakers in Congress edge closer to a vote on a $61 billion security assistance package for Ukraine, a top U.S. intelligence official warned that help cannot come soon enough. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
CIA Director William Burns calls the situation dire and says Ukraine's fate may well hinge on what U.S. lawmakers do next.
There is a very real risk that the Ukrainians could lose on the battlefield by the end of 2024.
Speaking to an audience in Dallas, Burns described the U.S. supplemental assistance package as more than a lifeline for Kyiv in its war against Russia and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder.
The Ukrainians have demonstrated their resilience and their courage under fire. We have no reason to think that that's going to change, but we also understand the dire situation there right now, which is why, again, we would like very much to see the supplemental passed.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
The United States on Thursday effectively stopped the United Nations from recognizing a Palestinian state by casting a veto in the Security Council to deny the Palestinian Authority full membership of the world body.
The result of the vote is as follows. 12 votes in favor, 1 vote against, 2 abstentions. The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the council.
The United States says an independent Palestinian state should be established through direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority and not through UN action. The Palestinians are currently a non-member observer state, a de facto recognition of statehood that was granted by the UN General Assembly in 2012. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Biden has received endorsements from several Kennedy family members in a bid to deflate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s independent White House run. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Kerry Kennedy and several family members stood with the president in Philadelphia.
The Kennedy family endorses Joe Biden for president.
She never directly mentioned her brother. Instead,
there are only two candidates with any chance of winning the presidency,
framing it as a Biden-Trump rematch with a clear favorite.
What an incredible honor.
The president notes he sits behind the Oval Office's resolute desk,
where President John F. Kennedy once sat,
and sees two busts over the fireplace, Martin Luther King Jr.'s to the left.
To the right is a bust of your dad.
His move to highlight the unsurprising Kennedy family endorsement shows just how seriously his campaign takes the possibility of Robert Kennedy siphoning Biden's support. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
New York police have disbanded a pro-Palestinian protest encampment at Columbia University and arrested more than 100 protesters, including Isra Hirsi, the daughter of Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar. Police said 108 people, including Omar's daughter, were charged with trespassing. Two people were also charged with obstructing government administration. New York Mayor Eric Adams said the city was asked by university officials to remove the protesters opposed to Israeli military action in Gaza. The United Arab Emirates continues to recover from the heaviest record rainfall ever to hit the desert nation this week. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Located on the Arabian Peninsula, the United Arab Emirates typically sees little rainfall in its arid desert climate. The storm that blew through the country Tuesday delivered about a year's worth of rain in one storm. There was some reported speculation the storm was caused by cloud seeding to promote rainfall, but government officials said there had been no such operations before the storm. College of London climate scientist Colleen Gallia told the Reuters news agency the huge rainfall was likely due to a normal weather system exacerbated by climate change.
So in this case, it's likely that the storm was kind of supercharged by climate change because there's just more moisture available in the air for any storm system to then precipitate out.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa has granted clemency to more than 4,000 prisoners in an Independence Day amnesty. The amnesty coincided with the country's 44th anniversary of independence from white minority rule on Thursday. It included some prisoners who were on death row. Some of those being released include female prisoners, juvenile offenders, older people, and inmates who had been on the death row but had their sentences commuted to life in prison in previous presidential clemencies. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.